Happy Christmas. I'm Ronan Johnston, and you're very welcome to a special edition of Family.ie called Angels Among Us. As you may or may not be aware, our programme normally airs each week and is a half hour in length. Today, hopefully, you'll have a bit more time to enjoy just a few of the highlights on this extended programme. To begin our programme today, here's our chief executive, Stephen Cardy. Stephen, I'm sure you've noticed, they're everywhere.
Yes, thank you, Ronan. It certainly seems so. They feature in songs, films, on top of the tree, on your Christmas cards, even on Doctor Who. Individuals and families all over Ireland seem to be fascinated with them, so today we're going to explore a bit more about angels. What are they? What do they look like? What do they do? Are they still around today? We're going to be hearing from one or two angel experts, and we'll also hear from a load of people like this.
They're God's helpers.
A sort of ethereal being that isn't really within our own dimension.
A bit like a Patronus in Harry Potter.
Genderless, powerful,
highly intelligent.
A being that lives in heaven. They're not human, but they're not God.
A person who flies.
There's been angels around forever.
A dead person that comes back, I suppose, but is a protector.
A kind of warrior, really.
I think generally I think of a woman.
The Bible says there are millions of angels.
Just pure.
Angels are part of the nativity story and they sit on the tree.
We'll even hear from some people who actually claim to have met angels.
As we turned to say goodbye to this man, he just disappeared. Where did he go to?
I felt there was somebody kind of shaking me and I opened my eyes and it was this white figure that I believe was an angel.
During the process of me actually being trapped in the vehicle, this lonely figure climbed inside and he said, "We'll say a prayer."
I saw this luminous figure outside my bedroom window. It was glowing through the curtains.
And when we got to the hall, I turned round to say thank you. Nobody there.
And in just a moment, we'll be asking our first important question. What is an angel anyway?
Sounds like a very interesting journey, so I'm glad you're along. You're listening to a special Christmas time presentation of Family.ie. We'll hear much more right after this quick break. By the way, there's a bit more information about this subject and many other issues that affect every member of your family on our website, family.ie. That's www.family.ie. Stay tuned, there's much more to come on this Christmastime edition of Family.ie. Welcome once again to a special Christmas time presentation of Family.ie called Angels Among Us. Stephen, before the break you mentioned the people all around Ireland seem to be fascinated by angels, so I suppose we should begin by looking at the basics. What is an angel?
Well, an angel seems to be a messenger. The word actually means messenger, but there is a sense in which they're also agents of God. And sometimes, particularly within the Jewish context, they're almost like the presence of God manifest to people. They're angels in Islamic tradition. In fact, many traditions have spiritual beings who are messengers and servants of the divine, however it's pictured. I suppose something that should concern us is what the Apostle Paul warned, that not all angels are good. It says that even the devil can disguise himself as an angel of light, and we'll do well to investigate the matter a bit further. There's no doubt that angels have become a bit of a phenomenon in today's society. But why is this? Hope Price has written a book called Angels, a collection of stories from people who claim to have had an angelic encounter.
A lot of people these days have an interest in spirituality rather than in formalised religion. And I think angels are accessible. People feel that an angel is more like them. And I think angels give people a nice feeling.
They really have become incredibly popular. Angel cards, angel meditation sessions, angel guides, all sorts of things going on. And a lot of people in the angel business almost.
So, angels don't seem to be lacking in the PR department, but what do they look like?
A guy that's shining and got wings?
I don't think they have wings. I think they just float.
Very large, very strong.
They're quite radiant.
Probably not like us.
They're little babies with wings.
They have silver wings and they have golden clothes.
Lots of light around them.
a bit see-through.
Massive moustache, six-pack.
Probably have a sword on their side.
In the Bible, every time they show up, they have to tell the people, fear not, fear not, fear not. So they must be pretty scary like that.
I have no idea what they look like, but I don't think I'd like to meet one.
We're often not told what they look like, actually. You know, we have this image of the sort of white shining robes and the wings, but actually in most places, angels are not described. I think it is this whole idea of being present in a form that we can in some way relate to. Whereas if God actually does it, it's just too vast, I think, for us to comprehend.
She certainly looks like an angel.
She acts like an angel.
She sings like an angel.
Well, throughout the programme, you'll be hearing various bits from the Christmas story. In this first part, one of the best-known celebrity angels makes a surprise appearance to a frightened young woman.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman, promised in marriage to a man named Joseph. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this happen? I am not married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
And all God's angels will around me fly, and there they'll care for my child.
The angel came to Mary because Mary needed a whole lot of encouragement.
Alison Chase with Song of the Angels here on family.ie, and you'll find much more about her music as well as the podcast for this program and many others online at www.family.ie. Stay with us for more as we think about the historical accounts of angelic visits as well as the possibility of angels showing up even today. Much more to come on this special Christmas time presentation called Angels Among Us here on family.ie. Welcome once again to a special Christmastime edition of family.ie. Before the break, we heard from a mix of people about what they thought angels look like. There are many stories about angelic visits, perhaps few more famous than the visit paid to a particular young girl in Israel some years ago. Back to the discussion now. Here's Stephen.
Thank you, Ronan. Andy Hawthorne is founder and CEO of the Message Trust.
Mary was probably 14 or 15 years old. That's the age girls got engaged and married. In Jesus' day, if you got pregnant outside wedlock, you could be stoned to death by law in a public space. It was an utter disgrace. She was going out with this guy, engaged this guy called Joseph. She had to deal with all the issues that would surround that he'd think she'd been unfaithful. She needed a whole lot of encouragement. And so the Lord sent her this angel saying, "It's okay. The Holy Spirit has done this thing. It's my baby. And even though you're a 14 or 15 year old working class girl, grew up in poverty, you're the one I've chosen."
But what about today? Can an angel still turn up in your sitting room in the 21st century? So far, we've asked what are angels and heard some views about what they look like. But what do angels actually do?
I suppose they look out for us, or that's the image that we have of them today.
They fly.
They protect humans.
The angels help you with stuff.
I think they give peace to people.
Worship God in heaven.
Well, they're sent by God to do his work.
They tell messages.
Some of them carry messages from God, like God's postmen.
I think also they probably help direct people through decision-making and that sort of thing.
To be there for people as God's secret agents.
Wow, angels as secret agents, kind of like James Bond. So why does Hope Price think angels still turn up today?
Angels come for different reasons. Sometimes they come to rescue somebody from danger. Sometimes they come to protect where there's a feeling that there might be danger imminent. Sometimes a warning is needed where somebody is clearly going down the wrong path and actually needs to be stopped from doing what they're doing and warned. Sometimes somebody needs encouragement. Maybe they're ill, or somebody that they know is ill or dying. And they need a word of encouragement. They need to see an angel to help them. And when they've done the job they came to do, they disappear.
I did go to see a lady who was very ill in hospital once, and she said, "Who was that man who was with you?" She said, "He had a suit on and he was sat at the right hand side of her bed, and he said, 'You're going to be all right, love,' and he held her hand." And she was, and she said to the nurses, "Who was that man?" And they didn't know him. They didn't know him at all. So she believed that that was an angel. I do too.
When my third son was born, I was carrying him down the stairs and my foot slipped. But as I slipped, I felt somebody holding my arms, and it was like I was just sort of lifted from the middle of the stairway right down to the bottom of the stairs. I should have been in a heap on the floor and I wasn't. So I really felt that there'd been an angel there sort of holding me upright.
I think there's something tangible about angels, and people want the tangible. If God seems remote, the angel, your guardian angel in particular, could be right next to you. I also think there's an ambiguity about the way angels work. I note that whilst in the biblical accounts it often, you know, "Do not be afraid" goes with the angel, The angels people report in a lot of contemporary experiences within this whole kind of angel interest often seem a bit cuddly and tame by comparison. So perhaps it's a kind of way of bringing the spiritual down to your own level in a way that's manageable, that actually might also not make too many demands over you.
Who are you?
I'm an angel.
Very good, man.
I'm an angel. No wings at the moment, but...
You're an angel. I knew it. I've been working too hard.
Let's get back to the Christmas story now for another special appointment with an angel.
This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to. But they did not sleep together before her baby was born. Then Joseph named him Jesus.
And all God's angels will around me fly, and there they'll care for my child and I.
The purpose of this angelic visit was to help Joseph out. You can imagine how devastated Joseph, he felt his girlfriend had been unfaithful. In Jesus' day, engagement was almost as good as marriage. It was a legally binding thing. He was going to marry this girl, and yet he found out she'd been unfaithful. He knew they'd never had sex, and yet she was pregnant. So all he could think was, she's unfaithful. He's absolutely brokenhearted. Joseph gets a very good press in the Bible. He could have easily kicked off so much more. He chose not to do that. And so the angel came and visited him in his grief and said, "It's okay, this is God's doing."
He commands his angels concerning me, like them too, someday I'll be free, free to look at the face of God and worship him there forevermore. We'll sing glory to God in the highest and peace.
The Angel Song by Anna. A special thanks to her for making that custom song for us. You can find a link to more of her music on our website, family.ie. Simply go to the page for today's program called Angels Among Us. At Christmas time especially, we tend to see pictures of angels, and they certainly feature in the original Christmas story. First to Mary, then Joseph, and about 9 months later they appear yet again. But how about today? After the break, we'll hear what some people think about that, as well as the story of a woman who claims she has been visited by an angel. She's over 100 years of age, and her mind is still very sharp. So I hope you'll stick around for her story in just a few moments. By the way, we know it's a busy time of year for all of us, but please know we'd love to hear from you anytime. Our text comment line is 086-251-6886 or by email radio@family.ie. That's 086-251-6886 or radio@family.ie. For copies of this audio series and more resources to help you in your family and relationships, including details on the How to Drug-Proof Your Kids training program, we invite you to stop by our website, www.family.ie. And you can find more helpful tips, full podcasts of this program series and other topics we've covered, including Secure Daughters, Confident Sons.
When we smother boys instead of mothering them confidently, we end up with men who are boys instead of boys who become men. And that's not good for our culture.
Married to My Best Friend, It Takes More Than Luck to Make It Last.
Marriage is a little bit like a tender plant. A tender plant needs to be cared for and to be nourished and to be fed and to be put in the sunlight. If that plant is going to produce either flowers or fruit, if you neglect it, it will die. But if you feed it and nourish it and water it and care for it, it will flourish.
Sometimes it's a matter of just putting up with one another.
And the impact of birth order on family dynamics.
Family is a tree and the parents are the trunk and the children are various branches that come off that tree. Once new branches begin to emerge, dynamics change. And parents in parenting their children, if they're aware that this makes a difference, they will make a much better job of their parenting.
Again, these programs and more are yours absolutely free. Either listen online or download them at family.ie. This is a special one-hour bank holiday edition of the programme, so don't go away. There's a lot more still to come right after another quick timeout right here on family.ie. Welcome once again to family.ie. I'm Ronan Johnston. We're glad to bring you more today in our special Christmastime edition. Back to the Angels Among Us programme now. Here once again is Stephen Cardy.
So, we've had angels appearing to Mary and to Joseph. They seem to be popping up all over the place. Personally, I would love to see an angel, wouldn't you?
I've experienced the presence of an angel, but no, a visual, actual scene like I can see you now.
I don't think I've met one, but I genuinely don't know.
I remember it was like having an arc light shone in your face. I felt very, very safe.
No, I've never seen an angel, except on TV.
Well, I have seen one before. A pink one. It had a pink tail and it was pink all over.
I have a very good friend who said he once saw an angel by my side. It's not funny. It was a time I was going through a real time of depression, struggling away at work, and he said, I saw an angel. I sort of trust him, really.
But you will only see them, I think, when you really need their help.
They seem to appear very often to people at times of crisis. And, of course, in many of these contemporary stories, they often appear as human beings who then seem to vanish, having performed an act like rescuing someone from a car crash or whatever it is.
Some people have experienced angels, usually only one. It's unusual to experience an angel more than once in your lifetime. But it doesn't mean that anybody is more spiritual or more loved by God, or that somebody who hasn't had an angel experience is any less valued by God. It's just that God impacts our lives in many ways, and one of those ways is angels.
So, Stephen, we started off with the meaning of the word angel as that of messenger. We've also heard how they are at times kind of like special agents said to warn, comfort, or protect people.
Yes, and we've heard from a variety of people so far regarding their thoughts on angels. Now let's hear from a lady who believes she has had the privilege of seeing an angel. Gladys recently reached the grand old age of 101.
It was in the winter and we'd had snow and it was ever so icy and I did so want to go to church and I didn't know whether to chance it or not and I thought, well, I'll go and see what it's like. I went out into the road. Oh, it was creepy quiet. There wasn't a thing about, not a sound or anything. And it was ever so dangerous too. I thought, no, I can't do this. I turned to go back to my gate and all of a sudden there was a man there. He said, do you want to go somewhere? Oh, I said, I did. I said, I wanted to go over to the church service at the hall. Take my arm, he said, like that. And, you know, I took his arm. I almost danced along. It was so lovely. I didn't want to leave him, you know. but he never said any more, and I never said anything. And when we got to the hall, I turned round to say thank you. Nobody there. He just disappeared, and he came from nowhere, and there wasn't a sound, there was nobody about or anything. Now, that was my guardian angel.
The variety of different people who seem to have angel experiences suggests to me that anyone might see an angel. There seem within that to be some people who see them at Darnsight more often than others. Whether that's something to do with them or whether it's God, I wouldn't like to say. But it seems to be a fairly almost random experience sometimes. I think also one of the interesting things is that angels don't necessarily appear to people who are people of faith or who necessarily believe in them. And I think that's kind of interesting. So there's a whole thing of an angel perhaps sometimes being there to make an impact in a situation where otherwise the spiritual dimension would not be there.
Are you sure you're an angel?
I know it isn't easy for you, Henry, but you've just got to take me on faith.
Yes, but for how long? How long will it take?
Until you can utter another prayer and say that you have no further need of me. Then I'll be gone.
You're listening to a special presentation of family.ie. Time for another quick break, but we'll be back with Angels Among Us in just a moment. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. You can send a comment to our text comment line at 086-251-6886. That's 086-251-6886. And if you have thoughts, stories, or questions about this series for which you need a reply, feel free to email us anytime, radio@family.ie. That's radio@family.ie. Welcome once again to family.ie. This is our special Christmas time presentation called Angels Among Us.
There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them and back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. The shepherds went back to their fields, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them.
And all God's angels were around me fly. There they'll care for my child and I.
I love what the angels say to the shepherds. "Don't be afraid. I'm here to bring you good news, which will bring great joy to all people." There's the Christmas message in one. It's good news. To a lot of people, it's news that God cares about them that much. It's good news of great joy. Christmas is something to get excited about. There's great joy that God loves me enough to come alongside me. And it's for all people. It's as relevant to the poorest of the poor in their shack as it is to the billionaire in his super yacht.
Displayed, all meanly wrapped, it was
Alison Chase once again with Song of the Angels here on family.ie. Don't forget that our website is full of many helpful resources, many of them free, that can help you and your family thrive. So be sure to stop by www.family.ie. That's family.ie. We still have one more person who shares her angelic encounter with us, so we hope you'll stay tuned for the final segment of today's Christmastime presentation, Angels Among Us, here on family.ie. Welcome once again to this special Christmas edition of Family.ie. If you just tuned in, we're hearing all about Angels Among Us. So far, we've heard from a wide range of people regarding their own opinions and stories. We've also paused to remember the Christmas narrative that features angels. We still have one more person who shares her angelic encounter with us, and it's a good one.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. Break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins. Let me be empty, oil weightless, and maybe I'll find some peace tonight in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark.
My mother was a woman of deep faith, but she had grown up in a time when the fear of God was emphasised so much more than the love of God. And as a consequence, she'd always had a fear of dying and of going to hell. When she became ill, this fear really took hold of her. In December 1991, my mum was told that she had a large brain tumour, and it was very distressing to see so much fear in her. Then, in December, a few days before she was due to have her operation, she had an amazing experience. She told me that one night, when she was alone in the hospital, to calm herself, she started to pray for her friends. And as she prayed for them, she pictured their faces in front of her. But suddenly the faces changed and turned into monsters like gargoyles. And she called out in her fear to God to help her, to send Michael the Archangel. And she told me that the Archangel came. He came not like a big bird flapping its wings, but he came softly and almost silently into her presence. She described him to me as being about 8 foot tall, and she said over and over again that he was the most beautiful thing that she'd ever seen in her life. She had no fear of him. She said in his hand he had an enormous sword, which he wielded from side to side, and all the evil faces disappeared. And then he opened his wings, which he said were of the most beautiful, softest down imaginable, and he folded them around her, and she went to sleep, and all her fear left her. She told me afterwards that she hadn't been dreaming and it wasn't the medication, that it was so real. And I believe her because although she had the operation, we were told nevertheless that the tumour was malignant and that she only had a short time to live. So knowing that she was dying, she was still completely full of peace. And I really felt that in those last months, she was able to become the person that she'd been created to be by God. I was privileged to be with my mum when she died. She died peacefully and she smiled.
Thanks to Catherine for sharing her mum's story with us. You also heard Sarah McLachlan singing her song Angel. Well, it's been quite a journey, hasn't it? I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and that it helps you reflect on the real meaning of Christmas, the reality of God with us, in the form of a baby named Jesus. It only remains for me to wish you a very happy Christmas and a joyful and prosperous new year from all of us here at family.ie. And who knows, maybe one day it'll be your turn to meet an angel.
You've been listening to Angels Among Us here on family.ie. A special thanks to our friends at Reach Beyond UK, the charity that's transforming lives through media and healthcare, for allowing us to use so much of the material they've gathered. Thanks as well to Steve Hollinghurst, Hope Price, Andy Hawthorne and Lottie Harrison, who read the Christmas story so brilliantly for us. And we sincerely thank the musicians who shared their songs with us, Alison Chase and Anna. Just a reminder that we have lots of resources available for every angel in your family, so feel free to stop by family.ie anytime. That's www.family.ie, and we hope you'll join us right here throughout the coming year for many more great radio programs. Until then, I'm Ronan Johnston. On behalf of our entire team, Nuluk Hona Yeeve, we wish you all a very happy and blessed Christmas, and thank you for listening to family.ie. Families strengthening families.